you know, one of the things we've not discussed, I certainly have watched, is what's happening in Israel. And now another ceasefire that's taking place in Israel, between Israel and Hamas. There have been previous, there was a ceasefire yesterday. Only Israel was participating. How does that work? And now another ceasefire today in which both sides have agreed. And there's a growing amount of criticism for Israel because there are some 1,900 Palestinians that are dead, and most of them civilians. And I think it's 64 Israelis, most of them soldiers. And so you've got some like Geraldo Rivera, who said that Israel's attacks on Gaza have brought about a decline in its international support. And he said, I think Israel has only itself to blame. I think the force used has been so grossly disproportionate. They have inflicted civilian casualties in a way that the United States and the UN Secretary General are correct to call appalling. Rivera said, I've covered war for over 40 years. If you want to use a Hellfire missile directed by a drone, you can put it in the window of a building, in the window of the building you want to. When you're using a tank shell, in this case, the firing that they were receiving was 200 yards, two football fields away from where the tank shells landed, taking 10 lives. This is a travesty, he said. It's hurting Israel on the world stage, and it's undermining support of the Jewish state. So Israel's getting growing criticism here because of the fact that so many more Palestinians have died in this conflict than Israelis, which I guess I kind of sit back and look at that and say, you know, this is this is what happens in war, especially when you have these kind of guerrilla warfare tactics being used by Hamas, where you're firing, you know, you're in civilian populations and firing missiles off into a how do you prevent civilian casualties? Is the criticism of Israel fair and justified, in your opinion? Give us a call, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Phil. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hi, Phil.
Hey, everybody knows you're supposed to have the same number of casualties on both sides in any war.
It's supposed to be fair?
Yeah, you know, it's only you know, the fair thing to do. Hey, you know what? Did you by any chance catch any of Mark Levin's comments last night?
I did not. I've been busy painting this monster of a house of mine.
Hey, his point, you know, to this whole point, he said, you know, when we dropped nuclear warheads on Japan, the intent was to end the war. And there was almost a quarter of a million civilian casualties as a result of that action. And you didn't hear everybody complaining at that point because the idea was to end the war.
It's a great analogy.
He said at Dresden, Germany, between England and the United States, we sent almost 1,000 bombers to bomb Dresden, and the city burned up. And there were 75,000 civilian casualties in that city.
Yes.
With the idea of ending the war. So, if you know, when Israel gets rained on constantly, thousands of missiles indiscriminately being fired all over the place in there, now people want to complain about, they're going to count who gets hit and who doesn't, and who, seriously, in the Gaza area, who's going to, Hamas is allowed to function at will. You know, it's got to be their own people who rise up and say, enough of this, isn't working.
It's a lot of great points that you've made, Phil. Seriously, I mean, a lot of great stuff. The one of the goal of warfare, And for anybody who has received any kind of rudimentary training in warfare, the goal of warfare is to reduce your enemy's capability or will to make war.
Well, the goal that is end the war.
Correct. By reducing your either your enemy's ability to make war or their will to make war.
Correct.
So as you were talking about the bomb, dropping the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that was all about destroying Japan's will to make war.
Yes, and after the first one, the emperor actually wanted to have a conditional surrender and to save face, and we said no.
No.
And that's why the second one went down, and as a result, he ended up with an unconditional surrender.
Exactly, because we destroyed their will to want to make war, and that's what you've got Israel doing over there right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's where our country's at now. I mean, we've deteriorated.
We've tried to sanitize war, and you can't do so. You cannot sanitize war. It's one of the reasons that war should be, obviously there are a host of reasons why war should be avoided. But sometimes it is unavoidable. That's Israel is trying to bring an end to the violence. 336-1320. Hi, Greg. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How's it going today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Greg.
You know, this is almost a little bit like deja vu, if I remember back during the Vietnam War, where we'd try and set up a truce during Christmas and Thanksgiving and other holidays, and the Viet Cong or the North Vietnamese would break them within 6 hours.
Right. And there were a lot of those, yeah.
And, you know, it's just, as far as I'm concerned, the Palestinians, they kind of opened the door. They let Hamas in. They voted him in. And, you know, they made their bed. As far as I'm concerned, they can lie in it. You know, if they want to tolerate Hamas and all the rockets going into Israel and Israel finally getting fed up about it, you know, they can suffer the consequences.
So you don't feel that Israel is deserving of the criticism for all of these civilian casualties?
The civilian casualties are, you know, I can't really call it collateral damage because it's, you know, in a way it is, but in a way it's not. But look at the tactics that Hamas is using. They're using, you know, they're storing weapons in schools. They're, you know, using,
right,
you know, the
right.
children and stuff as shields. And, you know, if they want to play dirty like that, then they can suffer the consequences. And it's just because Israel is the big bad bully, per se, in the national press or in the world press, they're going to get criticized for it. But everybody's thinking that, you know, the poor Palestinians. Well, the Palestinians aren't exactly poor, and the Palestinians aren't exactly, you know, of clean hands.
Well, I don't want to generalize everybody in that situation. I certainly understand what you... There are consequences of the types of tactics that Hamas is using. There are consequences for that. And that's what you see playing out over there. I guess that's the way I'd put it. Cloudy and 65. Good morning and welcome to the Greg Belfridge Show. Geraldo Rivera criticizing Israel, saying Israel has only itself to blame for losing public support, especially U.S. support, saying that the force that has been used has been so grossly disproportionate. Israel have inflicted civilian casualty in a way that the U.S. and the U.N. Secretary General are correct to call appalling. Do you agree? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. There is a piece at WorldNet Daily responding specifically to some of these comments by Geraldo, and I love the headline, "Is thinking now obsolete?" And Thomas Sowell writes, some have said that we are living in a post-industrial era, while others have said that we are living in a post-racial era. But growing evidence suggests we are living in a post-thinking era. Many people in Europe and the Western Hemisphere are staging angry protests against Israel's military action in Gaza. One of the talking points against Israel is that far more Palestinian civilians have been killed by Israeli military attacks than the number of Israeli civilians killed by the Hamas rocket attacks on Israel that started the latest conflict. And he writes, are these protesters aware that vastly more German civilians were killed by American bombers attacking Nazi Germany during World War II than American civilians killed in the United States by Hitler's forces? It's a great point. As part of what Phil was saying. You know, this is the number of casualties that are inflicted. I'm not trying to make light of it, and I'm in any way whatsoever. I mean, understanding the mounting death toll over there, it's obviously this has gone on and on and on. It's really. It's disheartening and to see it, but this is the state of man, unfortunately. But this is war, and when you're waging war as Israel is, when there's violence being committed against your country and your citizens, and you want it to stop, you respond in a way that is designed, as I said earlier. When you go to war to destroy your enemy's either ability to make war. So you, for instance, in more traditional warfare, if we were talking about their ability to make war, we might hit their supply lines, cut off their ammunition, cut off their fuel, all of those things. Now you've destroyed their ability to make war. Or you want to destroy their will to make war. They no longer want to play. And this is what Israel is doing. Israel is trying to destroy the will of Hamas to make war. And that's, Israel is fighting really for its very life. And this is what war is about. That is the absolutely fundamental, I mean, that is, if you go to war, and Greg was touching on it, and he was mentioning about Vietnam, you start laying all these other rules on warfare, I'll tell you, there's one thing you can be assured of, losing. You can be assured of a protracted conflict. Israel's trying to bring this thing to an end as quickly as possible. And war is ugly. There's just no way around it. 336-1320. Hi, Bob. You're on Kello.
See, I think we need to keep in mind who's doing the most shooting. Hamas from Gaza, from the locations where Israel is shooting back, are shooting more rockets into the civilian population of Jerusalem and Israel than Israel is shooting back. It's just that Israel actually pinpoints their target to where the rocket was fired from. Now, if the civilian population in the Gaza Strip is allowing their religious leaders, and this is a religious war, Islam is the only religion on the face of this earth that teaches from their pulpits, kill everybody else that is not Muslim. Okay? When Israel fires back, it's not their fault that there's a bunch of Muslims gathered around the rocket shooting location. Now, I don't know if they have the option to leave or not. They might be held by their leader.
Yeah, you're saying what I said earlier. It's a consequence of the tactics that Hamas is using. If you use guerrilla-like tactics, you know, in firing attacks from civilian populations, there are going to be civilian casualties.
Yes. And And shame on our media in this country for not pointing that out. They never go back to the original starting thing of this, where there were three Israeli soldiers kidnapped and killed.
Yeah, and that's what agreed, and that's what started this most recent spate of violence. Good morning and welcome to the Craig Belford Show. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the conflict between Israel and Hamas and the mounting number of deaths that are occurring there. Israel that is being criticized by some, including now Geraldo Rivera, because there are so many more civilian casualties on the Palestinian side than on the Israeli side, and that Israel's attacks have been grossly disproportionate, in the words of Geraldo. Wanting to know if you agree or disagree, 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Lee. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing okay. How's your house painting going?
I'm almost there. Oh, I got one side left.
Yeah, I
got all the high stuff done. I got all the difficult work already done. That's just the one side left. I should have her done no later than tomorrow.
What color?
It's my daughter picked out a blue. When I first put it on, I thought it was going to be like neon blue. I just about croaked.
Yeah.
But you know how paint goes on so bright and then it darkens up?
Right.
So that's looking nice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I try to remember to say a little prayer for you each night before I go to bed on the house painting.
You are the greatest. You know that? I keep you in my thoughts and prayers as well, pal.
Good. Well, I'm pretty much entirely on the side of the Israelis on this, like most of your callers have been. The one caller a bit ago said that he had listened to Mark Levin last night, and I heard Mark's show last night also, and he made some great points.
He's brilliant, I think.
Yeah, and the guy the call today reiterated them really good. I think that the Israelis have shown almost saintly restraint in this matter, and how they've been able to do that is just amazing to me. So I think it's just terrible that the negativity that we hear from the national media, et cetera, toward the Israelis and from our administration. I think it's just a horrible thing. I think that Benjamin Netanyahu is probably one of the greatest men of our time. I wish he were our president. I think he's a great leader, and I'm just solidly behind the Israelis on this whole matter.
Yeah, you've got a country there that's, I think, is fighting for its very life and fighting for peace and trying to bring about an end to the violence. And unfortunately, that's not easily done. I mean, sometimes it's an ugly business sometimes to get to peace. Lee, thanks for your call. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Paul. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
Thanks for waiting, Paul.
Hey, I'm saying that I can't imagine anybody would consider following the moral compass for their lives. If they do, they've got pretty pathetic lives, in my opinion.
Here we had Paul waiting that whole time, and now, Paul, your phone's breaking up. I apologize. We're losing your signal, Paul. Forget any. Hold on. I apologize, Paul. Give us a call back if you can. 336-1320. Oops, I took that line, didn't I? Hi, you're on Kello. Who's this?
Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, I just wanted to make a real quick point. It's quite concerning, the current situation in the Middle East, and I'm only 23, but what's really concerning is that if we allow Hamas and other terrorist organizations and Muslim extremists to continue threatening Israel and continuing to bomb them, it's not us that need to be concerned. It's my children and my nieces and nephews that we need to be concerned with the most, and so I stand beside Israel, no doubt.
Do you think this will only escalate and spread?
Oh, man, I think that this is only the start. And it begins here in America in the White House. We have absolutely no leadership. We have a president that just doesn't really seem to understand the severity of current situations throughout the world, and it's so concerning. I've been able to vote since 2008, and I never voted for our current president, and it's really sad what's going on in our country right now, and I just pray that God's looking out for us in the future.
Well, I echo your prayers, and I very much appreciate your call. I think the country's current foreign policy is, we seem to be making it up as we go along. This administration does, making foreign policy up as we go along. And it's not a surprise that we've not been a strong supporter of Israel. We should be. And it's horrible what's happening over there. Make no mistake, but Israel is very much trying to bring about an end to this kind of violence. And I do believe you use guerrilla terrorist tactics. And unfortunately, there are sad consequences of that. And that's what you're seeing play out right now in Gaza. 20 minutes before now. Hearing that Roy Scheider bit there a moment ago. You see, Jaws was on AMC last night again. Jaws week all this week on AMC. The rest of the movies aren't worth the original Jaws. The original Jaws is one of those movies. When I see it's on, I've got to watch it. I gotta watch it. I can't turn it off. Just absolutely love Robert Shaw in that film. It's Quint. The shark, he swallow you whole. Little shaking, little tenderizing, down you go. Welcome to the Greg Belfried Show. Good to have you here this morning. For more serious vein, we've been talking about the violence in Gaza. Geraldo Rivera, the latest to rip on Israel for what he says is a grossly disproportionate response. Some 1,900 Palestinians have been killed in this latest violence, most of them civilians, versus I think it's like 64 Israelis, and most of those are soldiers. And so some are pointing at how lopsided that is, and they're criticizing Israel and saying that Israel is the response here, you know, is unreasonable, and Israel is to blame. And, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, this is a country that is fighting to defend itself. You got rocket attacks being fired, you know, into your own civilian populations. I guess I see Hamas is to blame for the tactics that they use. You use these guerrilla, these terrorist tactics in attacking another country, and there will be civilian casualties as a result of it. And again, I don't see how there's any way around this for Israel that is fighting to bring an end to the violence. And you look at some of these ceasefires, and who's participating in the ceasefire? It's Israel. Lee made the comment earlier that he thinks Israel has shown a tremendous amount of restraint, and I would agree. And you wonder at times how they managed to do it. What's your reaction to this? Do you agree with Geraldo and others who are saying that, you know, Israel's going too far in the number of civilians that have been killed? 336-1320 is our number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Steve. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. You know, I'm all with Israel on this. I think they need to do whatever they need to do. But the international community is never going to acknowledge that they should do what needs to be done, just because the Jews have been demonized for so long and continue to be that.
And see, that's what, this is one of those things where I agree with Rush, as Rush has talked about this, that anti-Semitism is what's at the heart of this.
Absolutely.
That's what this is all about.
The best idea I think I heard I forget who it was from, but he said maybe Israel should just give Gaza to Egypt because the Egyptians probably dislike the Palestinians more than the Israelis do. And then the Palestinians can see how terrible it is living under Jewish rule.
Yeah, so you don't believe that Israel is should be criticized for responding to these attacks?
No, I think they could probably take the moral high ground and start not killing as many people, and doing something to try to dial it back a little bit, and then they would still be criticized, and then you can throw your hands in the air and say, fine, we're doing it the way we were doing it originally.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. You've got Israel that is there, and, you know, Geraldo's talking about getting world opinion. Well, this isn't a poll. And this isn't an election. You got a country that's fighting for survival. And you got a country that's fighting to keep its citizens safe. That's what's at the heart of this. So the goal is, and this is where I think Steve's comments really come into play, because you've got a big part of the world community that's never going to agree with Israel because of the anti-Semitism that exists out there. And that is... And this is where I just thought, as I listened to Rush here a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about this, you know, that really is what's at the heart of all this. It's a hatred of the Jewish people. It's that anti-Semitism that's fueling it, not only the violence, but then I think you see anti-Semitism in the reaction from a lot of the world community. And then I have to wonder if there's anti-Semitism at play in the way some of the media in this country respond to what's happening over there. Now, I'm going to link this piece from WorldNet Daily that I was talking about earlier, talking about the fact that, you know, civilian casualties and how the America in the past has racked up civilian casualties. World War II against Germany be a great example, and also against Japan, as Phil mentioned earlier, dropping the atomic bombs. Those were civilian casualties. That's how you bring about an end to war, unfortunately. 336-1320. Hi, Steve. You're right, Kello.
Hey, Greg. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Hey, listen, you know, I've never called before, but just a thought as I was driving along listening to you this morning. If Israel did not have its Iron Dome missile defense system, where they were able to shoot down all these Hamas rockets coming at them, then how disproportionate would the body count be?
Great point.
You know, I mean, that's all I got to say, brother, but I mean, I think the whole thing is ridiculous. You know, they have every right to defend themselves.
Hey, Steve, I'm so glad you called. I always love hearing from somebody for the first time. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, thanks for your program, man. Talk to you later.
You bet. Take care. 336-1320 is the number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Pat. You're on Kello.
How's it going?
Doing well. What do you make of this, Pat?
Well, the whole thing's pretty despicable as far as I'm concerned, the way the media has taken sides on war. I mean, it's not a ball game. I just get the idea that there's a scoreboard and the Israelis should go ahead and march a bunch of its own civilians in harm's way so the other team can get more points and the score can be a little more equal.
So you think it's ridiculous that Israel's getting criticized for what you see as winning the war.
Right. It's not a ball game. It's not a scoreboard thing. It's war. It's a horrible situation like any war would be, but the media tends to think that no matter what happens, it's got to be the Israelis who's at fault here. I just don't understand where the media gets this idea that no matter what, Israelis are at fault. I just don't understand it.
I don't either, which is why then I wonder if there's anti-Semitism that comes into play. Because if you look at it and you can't explain it, then you have to wonder if there's something else motivating people.
Right. I just don't see where they get the idea that the Israelis are wanting. I mean, there's been no comments by the Israelis that say they hate. The only comments you get like that are from Hamas. So it's just a sick thing. I just don't understand
it. I wish I could explain it to you, Pat. I really do. I mean, it's obviously the violence has gone on there for an incredibly long time. There are no easy solutions. As far as our media is concerned, see, the media has, as I said, I wonder about their motivations. But then in terms of reporting, you know, our media in this country takes a very simplistic approach to reporting a lot of things. And all war is to the media are body counts. Seriously, they're body counts. Several callers have mentioned ball games or scores in athletic contests because that is kind of the mentality that the media has. It's a body count. And they do it when we're at war. How many American deaths have there been? Yeah, right up until the point a Democrat president takes office, then suddenly the body counts stop being reported any longer. A lot of hypocrisy in our media. My friends, I'm out of time. Thanks so much for letting me join you. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.